It's a Pinky the Pig Show. It's time for our show, and today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday, and I'm here with my most excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you, my lovely, lovely friend?
I'm lovely. How are you, my lovely, lovely friend?
Lovely. What would you like to talk about today on Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday? And incidentally, it is our 996th episode.
Oh, wow, it's amazing. Yes, please. I would like to please talk about producer Renee's very famous horse, Choya.
Choya, of course. He's more famous than she.
Yeah, for now. Mm-hmm. Yes, Choya was her one and only horse. And Choya is a name of a cactus. And the Choya cactus is spelled C-H-O-L-L-A.
That's right. He was named after the infamous cactus. Very dangerous plant.
Yeah, yeah. And the cowboys in the high desert, that's like the worst thing you can encounter beside a rattlesnake.
Right. So that's what they named him, because when he was born, he was quite the handful, a bit of a time bomb.
Yes, his father was a Mustang stallion, and his mother was a quarter horse mare. And Renee got him right before his fifth birthday, because she was living on the East Coast, you know, a trained ballerina, but she moved west, so she thought, well, I should have a horse. So, you know, she's a ballerina, not a cowgirl. But she finds him, and they, as soon as they saw each other, it was love at first sight.
Yes.
And he was positively gorgeous. He's a copper buckskin. You know, his body's like the color of a copper penny. And then he had the black long mane and the black long tail. And then he has this, he had this stripe down the middle of his back, the dorsal stripe. Black stripe. And her friends thought that she dyed that stripe and it wasn't real.
No, that's the natural markings. And he also had horizontal zebra-like stripes on his lower legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that depicts the ancient bloodline in his DNA.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, He was so smart because he had all that natural ancient bloodline. And he was a true survivor. And he wasn't going to let anybody take advantage of him. And he was always looking out and surviving.
Yes.
But also, when he got together with Renee, he could read her mind.
Yes.
But this is what happened. He became a famous artist, an internationally acclaimed, award-winning artist.
Yes, he did, because what happened was he would always love to hold things in his teeth, no matter what she was doing, if she had the shovel or a rake or the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. If she left a wheelbarrow out in the crowd, boom, he'd knock that thing over. He'd love to hold things in his teeth. And she would paint the corral fences every year white, and he would follow her. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then so she thought he wanted to help paint the fence, but she took it further, and she got an artist piece of paper and thumbtacked it to the fence and a true artist brush, and she held it out to him. First, she stroked the paper with a brush. Then she held it out to him, and he took it in his teeth, and he stroked the paper like he's been doing it forever. Then she got him a big easel, and he went from the paper on the fence to the easel with no hesitation. And his art career began. And he created beautiful watercolors.
I know.
Yeah, because first she got him into an art gallery in Reno. Then she entered his art on an online competition in New York City. New York City!
Go ahead.
That's her old stomping ground. And she did tell them it's a horse. And they loved his art because his strokes are fearless and clean and no hesitation. And they gave him the honorable mention. So she goes back to New York. She sees her horse's art hanging on the wall in the gallery in Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
So next, she enters his art into a competition in Venice, Italy, but this time she does not say he's a horse. She enters his art as Choya Chambers, 19-year-old artist from Reno, Nevada, and he gets fourth place based on his art alone among 1,400 human artists who entered the competition online.
That's right, and he was given a solo exhibition in Venice, Italy.
Yeah, Renee went, but she didn't take Choya because she couldn't even get him in a trailer, never mind an airplane jet.
Right, but his art is considered minimalist expressionism, and his personal Choya style is compared to the fire of Pollock and the fixed gaze of Resnick.
Yeah. But you look at his art. It's gorgeous. It's so free and beautiful.
Yes, and he loved it.
Yeah. And Mildred, I'm not kidding you. You look at his art. He painted horses, birds, and flowers. Because that's what he saw all day.
Yes.
And when he got that Associated Press story, he became famous worldwide.
Yes.
He's more famous than Renee.
Uh-huh, for now.
Yeah. Okay, so she wrote a song about Choya, Love Song for Choya. It's on YouTube. It's on the Choya Chambers channel, and that's the channel that our puppet show is on, the Piggy the Pig puppet show, on the Choya Chambers channel, and you can go there and watch Choya paint the videos of him painting at his easel, and the song is beautiful. Love Song for Choya.
Right.
C-H-O-L-L-A.
Yes.
And Choya lived to be 29 years old, and now his spirit lives through his art.
Yes.
And now our listeners know about Renee's one and only horse, Choya Chambers.
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk soon. I love you.
I love you.